NAIDOC Week, which is happening at the moment, a Great Maya Saturday with Kutcher Edwards. But yes, AI, it feels inescapable at the moment. Will it take our jobs, write our music, write our books, raise our kids, make a good cup of tea? Much has been said about AI and how these large language models have hoovered up our words, our ideas, our creativity, often without the consent of original authors. Can AI models be developed in a way that respects the knowledge that they work with? This is a crucial question. What about Indigenous knowledge? New research from the University of Melbourne aims to unravel these prickly questions. Joining us to talk through it all are Tati Tati and Wadi Wadi traditional owner, Associate Professor Brendan Kennedy, and also from Melbourne University, Dr. Raith Vedana Archie, researcher at the University of Melbourne. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Lovely to have you here. Hey, let's start with you, Brendan. How did you get involved in this good project?
Oh, hi, good morning. Yeah, good morning, Rajiv. Working with Rajiv now and our team, research team now for a number of years, we focus on our First Nations culture, particularly water, language, land and rights, and we develop research to help for our First Nations peoples, and of course AI comes up in our research or in our discussions regularly, and so we started to look at AI.
Of course, and it's really crucial, and you know, we in a way you want to try and get a little bit positive about this. We're pretty familiar with the negative aspects, but in terms of spreading Indigenous knowledge, this is a real a great point to be involved in, isn't it, Brendan?
Yeah, well, because it's such a, for First Nations people, it's a really emerging space.
Yeah,
that is really moving quickly, and of course, it has. Yeah, we've seen where there are positive uses of AI or implementation of AI to for positivity towards First Nations culture, but also we also have to understand the whole, where is AI taking, First Nations culture?
Well, that's right. I mean, AI models, do they reinforce biases? Given the background, we had Dave Faulkner from the Huda Gurus in here yesterday, and he was talking about the fact that AI will take music, like he taken Huda Guru's songs and used it as the model for AI to be able to recreate. So you've got to be so careful. Let's bring Rajiv into the conversation. Rajiv, researcher at the University of Melbourne. What's your experience in this area?
So thank you, Brian. So when we think about AI and Indigenous knowledges, we have identified that it can come in many different flavors, let's say. So we found out that through our research, AI has been used to tackle problems identified by the First Nations communities themselves.
Yep.
And then there has been instances where AI has been used to preserve Indigenous knowledges, such as language, culture, etc. So these are all good things. But we have to also talk about the pitfalls. So AI has been an extractive force as well when it comes to Indigenous knowledges as well as Indigenous resources. So we have to think about that. And also, we know AI is really based on a lot of data. And when it comes to data, some communities are underrepresented and Indigenous communities are traditionally underrepresented when it comes to data. And these models don't know much about the community, but if you use them to make decisions about the community, then we are obviously in a pitfall. But also, that's the bad news, but we also have some good news, which is we can use Indigenous concepts themselves to enrich AI. And this is the research that we do with Brendan and his community as well, to bring in indigenous perspectives to build AI that is good. It is slower than just speeding ahead.
Yes.
Without thinking about these concerns. But I think we can use these technologies to improve everyone's lives rather than just speeding ahead and crashing.
Yes, that's right, and ignoring what has been built up. And Brendan, it's confusing too, and it's a little bit overwhelming when you think of so much First Nations knowledge is not necessarily written down. I mean, the 65,000 years of knowledge and experience, but it's not all written down, and AI thrives on that. What are the positives for you, Brendan, and for Indigenous people?
Yeah, exactly right, and exactly right what Rajiv is saying, that our culture, Aboriginal culture, which we now know the dates are around 120,000 years.
Oh, sorry, so yeah, double what I said.
So that's a long time, and that's you know, that's going to increase over time. We're going to find out we've been here a lot longer. So we're talking about our cultural is an ancient and it's spirituality based, intangible. Yeah. We have a lot of nonverbal cultural principles and protocols and customs and beliefs and laws and ceremonial life. So that's where, you know, Rajiv's talking about. There's so much about our culture that would benefit AI and benefit the whole community in general. So yeah, it's around our what we know as First Nations people. We've also got, you know, our free prior informed consent. So that's an issue. That's the thing that needs to be taken into strong consideration. Our data sovereignty, being able to manage our own data and have control over our own data, and of course the ICIP principles, which is Indigenous cultural intellectual property. So these are also seriously emerging spaces for First Nations people, and it's coinciding with the emergence of AI as well.
That's right. And in a way, you've got to try and decolonize Indigenous knowledge as well, which is really crucial.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen now, even where there is a lot of videos being created with fake videos about Aboriginal culture that is AI based, but where there's problems, there's opportunities, and how, like, I think the language case is a good case in point around, because there are languages that are most languages in Australia are on the critically endangered list, UNESCO, and some are almost extinct. So to be able to rebuild languages. And then, of course, within languages, there's so much cultural information for communities to be able to draw on.
Absolutely. Brendan, I hope you feel heard. I hope you aware. And I love that phrase, where there are problems, there are opportunities. And you can get, you know, knocked down by the problems, but unless there are opportunities and unless there are good people like you two, we will just stay swamped, and it's pretty easy to get swamped. Thank you, Brendan. Thanks for being part of the show.
Good morning.
Yeah, wonderful to have you here. You enjoy the rest of the NAIDOC weekend. Rajiv, great to have you too. You can see this idea of opportunities coming, and thank you for taking notice of them.
Thank you very much for having us here this morning, and thank you very much for focusing on our research, which is really important for the future of everyone.
It is, isn't it? Because, you know, these things, and as you say, this whole AI model, it's going so quickly, and we just want to sort of put the brakes on a little and find our way in there, if it's possible.
Just a little bit, and have a human in that driving seat.
Yes. Come on, let's put a human in the driving seat. Thank you, Rajiv. 21 minutes past 7. Coming up in just a moment, Culture Club. Today, books with Jacqueline Croupy.
This NAIDOC Week, celebrate 50 years of deadly First Nations content on ABC Listen. Away, Blackout, Little Yarns, Jessica Malvoy, and more.